What is going on, Last Climb family? It's Ruben Drake here, and this is the webinar replacement for this week. It is actually going to be the podcast. So what happened? I'm hearing you asking, what, Ruben, what the fuck? What happened to the weekly Fuel Your Fire webinar? Here's my answer. I've been extremely busy, and I did something incredibly embarrassing, which is I completely forgot. And on that note, it's actually inspired my topic for this week's podcast, which is the only way I could think of that could still bring the content to all of you, despite the fact that I completely skipped over that time. Truth is, we've all got things going on in our lives, and we're all trying to balance our priorities. We're wanting to improve our fitness. Most of us have a job as well on the side. You know, we've got family, we've got other dreams and aspirations. And so when it comes down to it, how the hell do we keep on track of it and keep sight of what's important when we've got so many things to do? So what I want to talk about today is really, really simple. And it's going to be an exercise of, one, hopefully getting your thoughts flowing, getting you to think a little bit about your own life. And also, two, it's going to be an opportunity for me to share a little bit about my life and some of my own shortcomings. Some of the places that I know need massive work, massive improvement, especially in my work as a fitness coach for Last Climb. So to get started, when it comes to any kind of goal, and we're going to center it around fitness once again, I want you to stop for a second and just think about that end goal that you're wanting to achieve at the moment. What does it look like? What does it feel like? How are you going to feel in yourself when you have that goal? You see the achievement. What kind of emotions is that going to stir up inside of you? Cool. So when we're looking at this goal, the truth is there's very simple actions that can be taken that are going to get every single one of us closer to that goal. And then there's actions that just simply aren't. And what I find is that what really happens, and something that happens in my own life, I know that it happens in everyone else's life too, is sometimes we lose sight of which actions take the biggest priority in our lives at that point in time. So what I wanted you to do for a second is take a quick pause, and for the next 5 to 10 seconds, I just want you to think about actions that you know are directly taking you a step further towards your goals, towards the person that you're wanting to become. So I'm going to leave it for a second. Just have a think. What are some actions that you can take at any point in time that will bring you closer to this goal? Amazing. Awesome. So now, since I can't actually interact with you, I'm going to share with you some of the things that I was thinking about with myself. From my fitness perspective, I was thinking about waking up early and on time. I was thinking about writing out my schedule so I know what I need to do in the day and prioritizing it from A to E and getting that done. Because having that schedule is so, so important so you don't forget any of the things you need to do. Which is ironic because that's the whole reason we're making this podcast today. Another thing for me is actually just doing some meal prep. Meal prep is so important. If you guys ever gone to go out, have something to eat, and you realize you don't have shit in the fridge, or maybe you're out and about, and you've got to make do. That's not something any of us want to be doing, because fact is, when we've got to make do, it's never going to be up to standard if we haven't prepared in advance. I was thinking about going to the gym. I love lifting my weights. It makes me feel incredibly happy. Not only is it bringing my body closer to where I want it to be, but on top of that, it's good for my mental state. It's good for my overall health. So we've got so far, waking up early, structuring my day, doing a meal prep, doing a weight session. That's awesome. What else? Doing meditation session. Awesome. for me as a coach, wanting to improve myself as a coach, what else? Running the webinar, talking to all amazing clients, to all of you that are listening, writing up new challenges, setting new fear challenges, working on the program, working on new conversations with new clients. These are all things that I know I've got to do. And I'm sure that when we stop, and as I've been talking, you've been thinking about all the things that, you know, in your own way, in your own life, you have to do as well. So that's awesome. We've kind of just laid out the things that we know, if we do those things, they're gonna get us where we wanna go. So the real question we've got here, the conundrum that we're fighting is, well, if that it's that simple, why don't we just do all these things all the time, right? Because then life would be easy. Just do these things and we get all the things that we want. That'd be awesome. Reality of the situation is, when it comes down to it, it's all in how consistently and how often we're able to consistently do every single one of these steps over a long period of time. As they say, greatness is just a series of small things done well. So what happens in a day is actually so, so important. It's so important that you wake up early and you get your schedule right. You should all be waking up early if you're listening to this and you're not already by now. It's so important that you actually listen to your schedule and that you tick it off. And it's so important that you have the insight to stop, to look at everything you're doing and say, hey, this isn't going so well. Or hey, you know what? I think I fucked up and I need to get on top of my shit and start owning my life more, owning my truth, because this is my one shot at achieving something that I desperately want to do. So on that note, what I want to talk about now is something that's been a huge struggle for me, and that is deviating. So what is deviating? Deviating is doing an action that does not actually benefit your deep down goals that are in your heart. Deviating is doing something that you know deep inside of you is not going to get you any closer to your goals, but you do it for distraction. You do it for a little bit of fun. You do it for a little bit of an escape, to escape the painful reality you might be experiencing. And that's something that I'm massively guilty of myself. So I want you to pause for a second and think, what activities in my life at the moment am I doing, no matter how big or small, that are deviating from my greater plan for myself? What little activities are in my day that I just simply don't need, that I could cut out? Okay. So, now that you're back, I'm sure you were able to think of some things. So once again, I'm going to share my experience and what goes on for me. My biggest thing is this incredible, amazing, powerful tool called the internet. I love the internet. It's such an amazing source of networking, of information, of so many different things. I'm somebody that loves information, and I get lost in it so very quickly and so very easily. So, at this point, it's the point where I would say, send me a yes if you've ever jumped on social media and then looked up 3 hours later. Fact is, I know that you have, and we all do it. It's a massive thing that I need to work on myself. Social media, what does it really get us at the end of the day? Entertainment, videos, distractions. Before we know it, we've spent hours on it, when we could have been doing something else that was actually going to benefit us, you know, like a training session or like a meditation or going out in nature or, you know, talking to a loved one or a family member or someone we care about. But instead, just wasted all this time scrolling through some meaningless video that, you know, we're never going to think of again once we've watched it. So that's one huge thing for me. Internet, social media, distractions. What else? Sometimes I'll just get distracted on a little project that really isn't that important and could actually be saving me a lot of time. really good example is I love my food. I'm actually a bit of a foodie in the sense that I love eating clean, I love eating nutritious food, but sometimes I'll just take way too much time out of my day just to prepare a single meal. I want it to be delicious, I want every single aspect to be awesome about it. So I'll spend all this time on doing it when really I could spend that same amount of time preparing 10 meals for my next 4 days. It would have been a lot more boring, but they would have gotten me closer to getting that result that I truly want. So once again, I want you to stop, take a pause, thinking back to your goal you're wanting to achieve. Thinking back to the things that you know will get you closer to where you want to be. And now, having you think to the things that are actually taking you away from where you want to be, or really, they're just not really bringing you any closer. And if they're not bringing you any closer, they're taking you away. Reflecting on this, reflecting on your schedule right now, can you truly say that you have a schedule or a structured day that is designed to make you achieve? And the easiest way to do that is I want you to stop and just think back over today, the last 24 hours. And here's the question that I have for you. If you did this exact same pattern every single day, everything you did today, every day for a year, would you be in a strong place in a year's time? If this same day repeated again and again and again, exactly the way that you've made it go today. If you went ahead and you did this exact same day for an entire year, would you end up in a place where you're empowered? Would you end up in a place where you're fit? Would you end up in a place where you're mentally strong and you're loving who you are? Or would you not? My answer is I'd be in a place where I'm doing okay, but I certainly wouldn't be particularly incredible. My nutrition lacked today. My structure lacked today. My organization lacked today. And it's in being able to realize it and recognize it and go, hey, this needs work. Let's pull it together. Let's improve. This isn't enough. I have more to commit. And that, ladies and gentlemen, but mostly ladies, is the way forward to creating a life that is designed to bring us the body of our dreams. An unstoppable mindset, a strong feeling of confidence in who we are. We're always going to make mistakes. There's always going to be things holding us back. The difference between the people who are strong, the people that are successful, the people that are weak, and that aren't successful, is that the strong ones are willing to take out the microscope and put it over their own lives, find out what needs work, and commit themselves to working on that. So, now I want you to pause, take another 10, 15 seconds, and I want you to think to yourself, what are three things, three areas of my life that need work right now? Three areas that I'm going to commit to changing over the next 2 weeks. What are three areas of my life that I'm committing to changing, to finally getting on top of over the next 2 weeks? Could be an activity, could be something that you're doing too much of, could be something you're not doing enough of. Three things, I want you to write them down. Awesome, here are my three things. Number one, I'm committing to writing out what I'm going to be doing for the day at the start of every day. So every little thing that I need to do, and lettering it from A to D in order of importance. That's my first commitment. B, my second commitment. So I'm going to be committing my Sunday, every Sunday, no matter what's going on, to making some meals for myself for the week. Because it's in that running around, it's that stress, it's being out and about, it's holding back my own gains in terms of how lean I am, how muscular I am. And at the end of the day, I know that that's something that I've been avoiding. And number three, my third and final commitment is to getting some form of training done out first thing every day instead of putting it off until night. Because when we start our training in the morning, this is a huge thing that I've been doing. Been doing all, you know, all my other stuff in the morning, pushing my training back till last minute, end of the night. And I'm hyped up before bed. And really, that training is the most beneficial first thing in the morning. So my three commitments are: number one, getting that structure, absolutely smashing it down every single morning and making sure I stick to what I said I was going to do, so that I'm more organized, more structured in doing the things and not forgetting about vital key components of my life, which is something I do every single day. It's my biggest struggle at the moment. My second commitment is to getting some kind of meal prep done every single Sunday. Stop making excuses for it. And my third and final commitment is that I'm going to be doing my exercise first thing in the morning, no matter what, even if it's something short, because I know if I don't do it, then I'm going to put it off until it is far, far, far too late. Now, once you've written out your own three things, I want you to take it to your coach, whoever that is, and I want you to ask them to hold you accountable for that. And that's what I'm going to be doing myself. I'm going to take this to my coach, because I do have a coach. I'm going to be asking them to hold me accountable. Because at the end of the day, the things that we suffer at, things that we struggle with, are the things that time and time again we have a habit of avoiding. And I know if you're still listening right now, it means you've acknowledged that these are areas that need massive work. But it's not going to happen just by saying it or just by writing it on a piece of paper. That'd be awesome, but it's not going to happen. So, that being said, the next 2 weeks, these three things must now become an area of focus in your life. No excuses, the person holding you accountable, if it's one of us, it's going to be serious. I know my coach is going to kick my ass if I don't actually get these things done. And it comes back down to doing what we said we were going to do, sticking by our word, because the only thing we have is our word. If we don't value our word, it's showing we don't value ourselves. That being said, it's been an awesome little session. I've loved talking to everyone today. I've had some massive insights into my own life just having this conversation. It's really, for me, put the spotlight on things that I know need massive improvement. And that if I don't bring it up today, it's not going to change. And I know that if you've been listening, you've been doing the exercises so far, you'll have also identified key areas in your life that are being neglected at the moment. So, all that being said, time for me to get some sleep, get some stretching done, a little bit of meditation. Love you all very, very much. Such a pleasure, such an honor to be speaking in front of you today. And I will catch you all on the actual webinar next week. That's it for now.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.